Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Prince George's County students pitching business ideas in a real-life Shark Tank. I'm Matt Koufax.
TV Guide's Matt Rausch at 5:15. I'll talk about summer shows worth watching on the streaming services.
A woman is pepper sprayed after complaining about her apartment building. I'm Luke Lukert.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Go ahead and exhale. The country will not go into default. There's a new budget agreement, even though there's a disagreement about it on both sides. It's now official, with President Biden signing it in a low-key private ceremony this afternoon. Nothing has changed since his Oval Office address last night.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America, for the first time in our 247-year history, into default on our national debt.
In eastern India, the death toll from a train wreck is quickly approaching 300, while more than 900 people have been hurt. Asia correspondent Remy Innocencio.
As rescuers pull him from the wreckage, this man is lucky to be alive. The less fortunate pulled out, unmoving by bystanders, the dead laid out next to the tracks. It's the latest in a string of train tragedies in India, which have claimed more than 1,000 lives in the past two decades. This surge of wounded and dazed victims overwhelming small local hospitals.
Turkey's President Erdogan has been sworn in for another term. Here's the BBC's Moira Alderson.
The ceremony in Parliament in Ankara was held nearly a week after he defeated the joint opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in a runoff. Mr. Erdogan has dominated Turkish politics for 20 years, first as Prime Minister, then as President. His brand of nationalist, socially conservative politics, rooted in Islam, has endeared him to his base, but critics accuse him of increasing authoritarianism and economic mismanagement.
In this country, five GOP presidential contenders were in Des Moines for an event hosted by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, former Vice President Mike Pence.
Keep faith in the ideals that have minted and defined the Republican Party over the last 75 years and carried us one victory for the American people after another.
Pence hasn't formally announced that he's running for president. He's expected to do that this coming week in Iowa. YouTube has apparently made it all right to post unsubstantiated misinformation about the last presidential election and perhaps future elections on its sites. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The social media company announced Friday it will no longer remove content that falsely claims widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 presidential election or any other past U.S. presidential elections. Under that policy, former President Trump himself was banned from YouTube for nearly 2 years after he claimed, without evidence, that the election was stolen.
This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 5:03, Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Scattered showers and storms tonight. 77 headed down to 57. Good afternoon. I'm Dick Iuliano. Top local stories we're following this hour. With both youth crime and truancy up around the region, a local prosecutor says families and communities are not fulfilling their roles.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says too many kids aren't in school where they belong and that she plans to launch an initiative to change that. But she says youth crime and truancy are all problems that start at home.
Parents play a vital role, not only in the safety and security of their children, but also the safety and security of our community.
But she says most of the time, if a child is out breaking the law,
there is no mechanism for me to then hold the parent responsible criminally.
She plans to meet with state lawmakers who say maybe that has to change.
The law should reflect the level of importance that parents play in their child's life.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Jamaica Love has resigned as chief diversity officer at the Virginia Military Institute. She's been on the job less than 2 years, appointed after a report found VMI had failed to address institutional racism and sexism. She's leaving amid a debate among alumni over the school's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Some alumni have criticized the direction the school is taking, calling the efforts woke or on par with critical race theory. Others say they are crucial for training cadets for the real world and are aligned with the U.S. military's goals. A VMI spokesman says the school's Office of Diversity, Opportunity, and Inclusion will continue to exist despite Love's departure. A real-life Shark Tank event was hosted by the Prince George's County Police Department for young business leaders of tomorrow.
They're all winners just to even be here today.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nashawn Taylor is the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I am so happy to be able to have another outlet, another option, you know, for them to do to be successful in their future.
At Friday's Shark Tank event, a select group of students, like fourth grader Paxton Bowden, pitched ideas to other community members.
Oh, it meant everything to me. Like, I just want to get it out there.
Paxton's idea for healthy Lunchables for students in the county was just one of several that Corporal Taylor says will help propel the next generation into the future.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded. And I get to have my business, like, shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A D.C. woman was pepper sprayed at her apartment complex yesterday. She says an assistant property manager did it.
That's from a video taken by Christine Corbin. She went in to complain about somebody trying to remove announcements about trying to form a tenants association in the building. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I'm really in shock at what happened.
Corbin and other residents at the building complained that the complex on Columbia Road near Kalorama Park suffered days-long water shutoffs and attempts to fix plumbing issues. UIP Property Management says in a statement that they were sorry to learn about the episode and are cooperating with police. The assistant property manager will face assault charges. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
The young bald eagle at the Dulles Greenway Nest in Leesburg just couldn't catch a break this week.
First, a partial nest collapse on Monday sent Dulles Greenway bald eaglet DG4 tumbling to the ground, shaken but largely unhurt. Then Friday morning, it happened again. Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway was notified and immediately checked the eagle cam.
And when I turned the camera on, couldn't believe how much of the nest had collapsed. And DG5 was just hanging on to like a small section of the nest.
DG4 appeared unhurt, and the two are now at a facility where they can work on their flight skills. DG5 seems to be doing just fine, with Bald Eagle Father Martin swooping in for regular feedings, although Hoffman said his team is on standby just in case. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Keeping an eagle eye on the Eagles. And coming up after traffic and weather.
Investors have soured on D.C. housing, but still like Baltimore. I'm Jeff Glable.
It's 5:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Joe Conway in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Starting off in Virginia Tech on the Capitol Beltway, interloop typical delays out of Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. Outloop delays leave the Springfield Interchange most of the way toward the Wilson Bridge. Someone broke down on the Wilson Bridge in the local lanes. They tell us they're in the center of the roadway trying to be moved off. 95 southbound delays out of Springfield toward Woodbridge. The earlier incident near Newington long cleared. Northbound 95 delays leave Spotsylvania toward the Rappahannock. 395 north slows from the Pentagon and Pentagon City heading into the district toward Main Avenue. George Washington Parkway northbound slows, leaving the overlooks toward 123 into the long-term work zone with a single lane getting by. 66 eastbound after Washington Boulevard, the crash moved to the right shoulder was blocking the left lane for a time. 66 west slows through West Arlington and Falls Church. Then from the Beltway toward 123, more slowing westbound into Prince William County toward 29 Gainesville, an event going on at Jiffy Lube Live today. Nearby 28 south of 234, they're dealing with a crash. On 29 northbound, we're in Falls Church. The crash near Graham Road was under police direction. Into Maryland, Capitol Beltway slows both loops through Prince George's and Montgomery counties. Had an earlier incident on the interloop after Route 1 College Park along the right. They went out to look for a crash on the interloop after Branch Avenue. Believe they cleared everything out of the roadway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway is still dealing with the earlier crash southbound near the Beltway. Believe it's been cleared, but still jammed up southbound from at least 197 to get there. We are brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means diamonds. For the best quality and value, nobody beats Mervis Diamonds. Visit MervisDiamond.com.
I'm Joe Conway, WTOP Traffic.
And now to WTOP meteorologist Mike Steniford.
It is rather warm and muggy across the region. We've got a cold front coming our way, and that means some widely scattered thunderstorms for the next several hours. Some storms may produce damaging winds and large hail. Best chance for any severe weather for the next several hours will be over the northern and western suburbs. Later tonight, some showers, risk of storms ending after midnight as the front comes through. Our lows upper 40s to upper 50s. Turning mostly sunny, cooler, and less muggy tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. On Monday, partly cloudy, highs upper 70s to low 80s. Sunshine and warmer on Tuesday, highs low to mid 80s. Mike Stenifer, WTOP News.
It's 77 outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. By the way, we have a full moon tonight, and the sunset will be official at 8:29 p.m. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Home sales to investors last quarter were down 49% from a year ago. That's a record annual drop, but they still accounted for 18% of all home sales, and that's higher than before the pandemic. Investor buyers have soured on the D.C. market, making up less than 11% of sales last quarter, tied at the bottom among metros. D.C. home prices are so high, it's hard to make a big profit reselling. And D.C. is not as appealing to buyers intending to be landlords.
D.C. has laws that are more on the tenant side than the landlord side, so that also might be affecting the landlord appetite to get into that market.
That's Daryl Fairweather at Redfin. Baltimore, on the other hand, is still attractive with the smallest annual decline in investment sales among all big metros.
Baltimore is more affordable than D.C., so if you can buy two properties for $300,000 each versus buying one for $600,000, the two properties are going to lower your risk.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, TV Guide's Matt Rausch with great tips for the summer TV season on the streaming services. It's 5:11.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please, back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting. Cool.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for two unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top three carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Hi, I'm Sally. Back with more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features for the whole pack. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, my pack and I took it easy on the Lazy River, hit the Great Geyser Water Park, and now we're getting ready for a pillow fight in our kid cabin.
Stay safe out there, Steven. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
In a competitive job market, it can be hard to get your foot in the door. That's why Arkfield is opening up its headquarters in Chantilly, Virginia for a Cleared hiring event. If you're a Cleared professional, join us on Tuesday, June 6th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. On the spot, contingent offers to qualified candidates will be made. Don't let uncertain times put your career on hold. Apply online to RSVP and learn more at arkfield.com/open house. That's arkfield.com/open house.
Coming up, the Nationals are back at it, looking for another win over Philadelphia. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Every 20 minutes, a child is diagnosed with a critical illness. Kids like me, I'm Noah and I'm 6 years old. I was diagnosed with leukemia last year. Make-A-Wish, Mid-Atlantic, granted my wish for a Kids Bop concert at my school. You can give wishes and change lives. Give today at dcwishes.org. dcwishes.org.
If you've been driving ordinary because you think you can't afford luxury, think again.
The luxury vehicle you deserve is waiting for you at Select Auto Imports, a five-star dealer that's been matching DC area customers with like new BMWs, Mercedes, Maseratis, and more for over 30 years. Drive your dream car with no payment for 3 months. And right now, all premium vehicles up to 33% off of MSRP. Select Auto Imports in Alexandria, Virginia, and at SelectAutoImports.com. Drive luxury for less and find out what drives you.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 5:15. I'm Richard Giuliano. Thanks for being with us. What's new on TV or on the streaming services with the summer season here? TV Guide's Matt Rausch tells Sandy Kozel about a parody of the true crime genre and a new drama from the creator of Euphoria.
After a really heavy week of last week with all those finales of Succession and Barry and Ted Lasso, I'm offering you a palate cleanser with a show called Based on a True Story, which is entirely fictional. It's a spoof of the true crime genre, and it stars Kaley Cuoco, and it drops on Peacock on Thursday. And it's all about our obsession with shows like Dateline and all of the true crime shows. And she is a podcast-obsessed woman in L.A. who thinks she's discovered the identity of a serial killer called the West Side Ripper, and she decides to build a podcast around it, and she actually gets the killer involved in it, and it just spirals and spirals. So if you're looking for something fun with a lot of cliffhangers, and it really is just a fun show. Half-hour episodes, the whole season drops on Thursday, so if you're looking for a fun binge this week, I will steer you toward Based on a True Story.
Okay, probably a big audience for that. You say there's something coming up on HBO that fans of Euphoria might get into? The Idol.
Yeah, it's a show about a pop star, sort of a Britney-type pop star played by Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp. And she's had a breakdown, and she's going to get back in the business, but she falls under the spell of this Svengali-type, sexually manipulative Svengali, who is played by The Weeknd, the rapper The Weeknd. And they had to retool the show almost completely while they were in production. And some people who were screening it in the Cannes Film Festival thought that it was maybe even like softcore porn, very exploitative or very trashy. But then again, Euphoria made its bones by being so very shocking. It's so shocking what these young people do. So anyway, we'll see how The Idol goes. But it is a red flag when critics aren't given advance look at a show. And with HBO, that's almost never happened. So we'll see what happens when the show starts on Sunday.
TV Guide's Matt Rausch. Scams are on the rise. Fraudsters know summer vacationers are focused on taking a break, so they're looking to cash in. IntelliCheck CEO Brian Lewis says for those traveling, be aware of skimmers on gas stations and ATMs.
Just check it before you put your card in, because if you do that, they've now got all your information.
Lewis tells WTOP if you become a victim of a scam, you should contact your bank and file a report with the FTC. He also recommends getting a free credit monitoring service to help you find out quickly if you have become a victim of fraud. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. With just 2 days to spare, President Joe Biden has signed legislation that lifts the nation's debt ceiling, averting an unprecedented default on the federal government's debt. YouTube has changed policy, so it now allows false claims about past U.S. presidential elections. Rescuers in India have found no additional survivors from the massive derailment involving two passenger trains that left more than 280 people dead. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Joe Conway in the traffic center.
Dick, we'll start off in the district. We're slow on D.C., 295 southbound, Eastern Avenue, 20 East Capitol Street. Northbound slowing briefly at Pennsylvania Avenue. All fairly typical. 395 north slows out of Virginia from the Pentagon over toward Main Avenue. Should be mostly a volume delay. Elsewhere, Virginia, on the outer loop of the Beltway, jammed up out of the Springfield Interchange most of the way toward the Wilson Bridge. On the Wilson Bridge in the local lanes, they did have one stopped in the middle of the roadway. That's only contributing to those delays. Inner loop slows out of Tyson's Corner, leaving I-66 toward the Legion Bridge. I-66 itself slows both ways through Falls Church, both ways through Vienna, then jammed westbound approaching the exit for 29 Gainesville with an event going on at Jiffy Lube Live this evening. Into Maryland, on the Capitol Beltway, slow in stretches through Montgomery and Prince George's counties, have the earlier issue on the inner loop leaving 95 College Park toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We're dealing with some rough milled pavement. That's slowing folks down. It's been that way for most of the day, and for several days, in fact. Over the Bay Bridges, doing just fine. Bridges are going 2 east and 3 west. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slowing northbound out of off the Beltway toward Powder Mill Road. Southbound slows briefly at 197. The earlier issue southbound near the Beltway should be cleared.
I'm Joe Comer, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Joe, let's find out what you should expect tonight and the rest of the weekend. Here's WTOP meteorologist Mike Stinnerford.
And we're watching some strong and severe thunderstorms across southern Pennsylvania. They're associated with a cold front that's coming away from the north and northeast. But the good news right now, nothing on radar in the immediate metro area. We'll see a few widely scattered thunderstorms over the next several hours, mainly across the far northern suburbs. Any storms that do develop could be severe. Damaging winds and large hail, the main threat. The severe threat will end over the next couple of hours by sunset at 8:29. The severe threat will be over with. Later tonight, showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. This will end after midnight as the front comes through. Our lows upper 40s to upper 50s. After some morning clouds, tomorrow will turn mostly sunny, a nice day with cooler temperatures and lower humidity, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy Monday with a high near 80, and Tuesday will be sunny and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, Fredericksburg 83, Leesburg 82, and Dick, we have a temperature of 81 at Reagan National.
Great, Mike. We have 77 outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up here on WTOP, more trains for more riders on this busy metro line from Northern Virginia into downtown D.C. It's 5:20.
Success is picking up extra shifts, but now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, but now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And for more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has been helping working adults like you succeed again. Choose from more than 125 degree and certificate programs with online and hybrid courses. Undergraduate courses start June 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
The questions begin from the moment you get the cancer diagnosis.
What if I can't fight it? What if I can't recover? What if I can't dance at my daughter's wedding?
But what if you can? At the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center, our trailblazing oncologists ask, what if? Leading the world through 50 years of cancer expertise. And we've brought it all to you at Sibley Memorial Hospital and Suburban Hospital. Johns Hopkins Medicine, world-leading cancer care in your community. HopkinsCancerDC.org.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is WTOP News.
It's 5:22. If you ride Metro's Yellow Line, there's good news starting tomorrow.
More frequent service for Yellow Line riders. Trains serving the Yellow Line will arrive every 8 minutes all day, open to close. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line, up 20% following an 8-month closure for construction to rehabilitate the Yellow Line tunnel and bridge. Since reopening a few weeks ago, customers have taken more than 1 million trips on the Yellow Line, which operates between Huntington and the Mount Vernon Square stations. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, on average 4 minutes. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A federal judge says Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law designed to place strict limits on drag shows is unconstitutional. In a 70-page ruling, U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker wrote that the law is both unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad. He also says the statute encourages discriminatory enforcement. The Memphis-based Friends of Georges filed the complaint saying the law would hurt them because they produce drag performances, comedy sketches, and plays with no age restrictions. Page ruled that no majority of the Supreme Court found sexually explicit speech receiving less protection than political, artistic, or scientific speech. Some Ugandans are searching for a way to leave their country, which has recently put into effect legislation prescribing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality.
Some from the LGBTQ plus community have stayed indoors since the law was signed, fearing that they'll be targeted. The new law signed by President Yoweri Museveni had been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad. President Joe Biden called the new law a tragic violation of universal human rights. Homosexuality has long been illegal in Uganda, under a colonial-era law criminalizing sexual activity against the order of nature. The punishment for that offense is life imprisonment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Plant-based entrees, heart healthy options, and fresh, locally sourced ingredients at Silver Diner. It's lunch redefined. WTOP presents Free Lunch Friday, courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter for your chance to win at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch. That's Free Lunch Friday, applicable to dine-in lunch only at participating locations. Nice to be with you on this Saturday afternoon, a warm afternoon in Washington town, with some thunderstorms moving into the area, possibly a little bit later on. Right now it's 77, as in 77 Sunset Strip. And now time for sports.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
And let's think some French Open, Dick. We got Francis Tiafoe, Hyattsville product, taking on Alexander Zverev, third round on the men's side. First sets, first couple sets were split, and then Zverev taking control in the third set. He's up 2-1, 2-2 in the fourth set. Let's see if Tiafoe can rally and push it to a fifth set. Of course, Tiafoe broke through at the U.S. Open last summer. He's trying to break through here at the French. Coco Gauff doing the same, advancing on the women's side. Three-set win gets to the round of 16. Nationals right now in action, taking on Philadelphia. We are tied up at 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth from Nats Park. Little station-to-station baseball for the Nationals, who were down 2-0, but got some runs back there in the fourth, and they are now tied up with the Phillies 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth at Nats Park. Nats looking for two straight over those Phillies. Meantime, off the field, tough one for the Nats, who have completely shut down former ace and World Series MVP Steven Strasburg. That's according to the Washington Post, as the paper's also reporting that the team fears that Strasburg's nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again, so his career could be over. Obviously nothing official, but it's been a tough road for Strasburg ever since 2019. He signed that huge contract, and he's only pitched in 31 and a third innings. MLS, DC United visiting Inter Miami tonight. WNBA, Mystics off to a 3-2 start, host winless Minnesota. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Frank, and coming up after traffic and weather, the debt deal becomes law this weekend, keeping the